Dr. Feel Good. And we started off this set with Etta James, Baby, What You Want Me to Do. Thanks for listening. My name is Francesca, and I'm honored to be joined here in the studio with Bill Jackson, William Jackson, from True Vibe Records. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's wonderful
to have you
here.
Thank you so much for
having me. We finally have you here. So you've been busy. You have a lot of projects going on.
Yes. Actually, I'm focused on one project, and that's to, you know, complete this next album coming up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, I didn't realize you already have another one in the works.
Yes. Well, this, you know, our latest is a single with two bonus tracks, and we're looking forward to releasing a 14-track album with the same title.
Oh, wow.
Give It All You Got.
Oh, very cool. Oh, I look forward to it. That's exciting.
Yes, it is.
So this is just with bonus tracks. So this is just two tracks. Okay.
This is kind of to generate interest in the album.
I see. It works. good technique. So this Give It All You Got, you've sort of rounded up local musicians. Do you want to tell the story?
I started a nonprofit organization about 3 years ago called Urban Voices Collective, and it's a group of artists, a diverse group of professional artists in the Bay Area, and we go out and do conscious raising performances, conscious hip-hop, spoken word, singing. You know, we have musicians, too, that are involved. And, it's to raise the consciousness of people in the community and uplift and educate and inspire and all those good things. We've been into juvenile halls, recovery homes, and things like that. And
wonderful.
A lot of other community venues.
Wow.
To
That's
spread
so important.
A positive message.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. How many musicians do you have working with you?
Well, we have a number of them. Boy, you know, it varies. I haven't counted them, but, you know, quite a few. I could, you know, Jam G plays guitar and keyboard, and I have Ben Ball, that he's a graduate of Berklee School of Music, who, you know, plays alto, tenor, keyboard, drums, baritone, all around reed man. But, you know, real virtuoso on the keyboard. And Melvin Bell on tenor sax, Bill Norwood, drums, drummer and conga player, percussionist. I've worked with a lot of others that I don't think we have time to name. But then a lot of vocal artists, too, singers, spoken word artists, hip-hop artists.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a wide range and a diverse group of artists. That's what I strive for in, you know, my music, diversity.
You're doing it.
Not restricted to one, you know, type thing. Little jazz, you know, little funk, little hip hop, spoken word, R&B, Latin.
I love it.
Whatever else we can throw in there.
Nice. I love it. Let's hear some music.
Okay.
So what's this first song we have
this
queued up?
This first song is titled Bold and Beautiful, and it's a tribute to strong and beautiful women in general and black women in particular.
And which artists are performing?
This is featuring Siobhan Pickett singing, Ben Ball playing alto sax, and Kelda Music doing hip-hop.
Awesome. Awesome. And the title is Bold and Beautiful.
Bold and Beautiful.
Awesome. Here it is. Bold and Beautiful.
Way through the struggle, raised in the city, a concrete jungle, pretty brown, smart black queen, do you yada mean, from her eyes to her thighs to her toes, beware, God, I'm asking how she do that there, cause it's not in a step and it's not in a stride, the girl's got an honest God-given, show you right, it's it's in the blood, they going crazy. Have you been acquainted with a strong black lady? She's the one you choose quick with the heart-shaped lips. She don't take no shh, baby. She's got tact, respectability, and class shown up. She's got a fighting spirit, so she won't give up. The girl has got fear and all through her bones. Yeah, when you see me rolling, I'll be rolling alone.
All right, Bold and Beautiful right here on KPOO San Francisco. My name is Francesca, and I'm here with Bill Jackson. What an incredible song. Wow. I'm blown away.
Glad you like it.
So what is the process when you're gathering musicians and creating a song like this?
Well, first I have a concept, and, you know, I recruit people to, you know, like vocalists or, you know, spoken word artists or hip-hop artists, and I'll give them a framework to develop some lyrics around a theme.
Okay.
And then, you know, we kind of collaborate, and then hopefully they come up with something that fits in, you know, what my vision is. And usually it works. So this is an example of that.
It's such an interesting process to work with so many different artistic minds. I can
Absolutely.
Imagine. I can imagine the compromises.
But you know, I can't do everything myself. So that's why, you know, I can identify talent and bring it in and let them do their thing.
You know? What is your background?
Well, I grew up here in the Bay Area, over in the East Bay. I was born and raised in Oakland. And I'm a product of the Oakland Public Schools. I took some piano lessons when I was like 7 years old, second grade, I guess I was in. I remember Mr. Olson was my teacher. I didn't stick with it very long, but, you know, I continued to love music. And then I started playing trumpet, you know, in elementary school up through into high school. And then it evolved into playing bass guitar and, you know, dabbling in other things. So I've always continued that love for music. And I used to play in a lot of bands, you know, a lot of combos, the school bands, a concert band, and then the school jazz band, and a lot of, you know, small ensembles, combos, you know, playing R&B and funk, you know, at local clubs around here in the Bay Area. It was a lot of fun. I made connection with a lot of very talented musicians, more than we have time to list right now. But I do want to make a shout out to some of my fellow artists, Rufus Wonder.
I love
That's
Rufus.
My boy. I know he's probably listening right now.
I love Rufus Wonder.
Paradise, whom I collaborated with to start this new genre of music called jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry. Ben Ball, my boy, who's a graduate of Berklee College of Music in Boston, but he's a local boy from Berklee. Spider-Man, a.k.a. Michael Robinson. Siobhan Pickett, Kel the Music. Shayla Smith. Let's see, I better not, Melvin Bell. let's see, who else? I'm going to get in trouble here if I don't mention somebody. Audrey Taylor. Yeah.
I'll get you off the hook.
Okay.
So when you go into Juvenile Hall, do you mm-hmm. bring all of these musicians with you? Is it a live performance?
Yeah, it's a live performance. Usually what we've done is I've had vocalists, you know, singers, hip-hop artists, spoken word artists performing to a CD.
Okay.
We didn't actually, we've had conga players, too, to come in, too. But
oh, cool.
Not a whole band, per se, for, you know, that. But the vocal, yeah, they do perform live. And they actually talk to, you know, the youngsters in Juvenile Hall. Because some of them have actually had backgrounds. I know two of the artists that I work with, they were... We went to a Juvenile Hall facility over in the East Bay, and both of them it knew some of the staff there because they had been there, but they'd
wow.
grown out of that kind of negative environment, turned their lives around, and they're really role models. These guys travel all over the world performing.
Wow.
You know, one graduated
powerful.
From UC Berklee, Big Dan, and
wow.
And De La Brie, rapper.
Wow,
yeah.
It's good for the youngsters to see as
Absolutely.
Well as the staff.
Sure.
You know that they've done good.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's really powerful.
Yes,
that's incredible.
Indeed.
You
yeah.
should document all of this.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Are you making film or, that'd
yeah,
be
that
incredible.
Would, yeah, you know, that should, that's a, that, I'm going to put that on my list for a project.
Good. That's a really amazing experience, I'm sure for everyone involved.
Yeah, I'm honored to meet so many beautiful people being involved in this craft.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you're changing the world. Oh, thank you. Well, let's hear some more music.
Okay.
So what do we have queued up? Track
let's
two.
Let's see. We have, track two. This is Ain't Your Mama Black. This is a spoken word piece. And with this being Black History Month, I guess this is a good piece. It talks about Africa being the birthplace, but then how everybody's connected to that.
Oh,
everybody all over the world.
I love it. Here they are, the Urban Voices Collective, Ain't Your Mama Black.
Featuring Paradise.
Oh, nice. Featuring Paradise. Awesome.
Yo mama, so black, she put the hue in humanity and colored the future of the world over 4 billion years ago, and her dye ain't faded yet. Now, ain't your mama black? Your mama so black, when she jumped into the tub of life, she left a ring around the universe. And from her purple, blue, black essence, she gave the suns, moons, and stars birth. Now, ain't your mama black? Your mama so black, she got oil running through her veins like black gold and afro-puff clouds that rain life-sustaining liquids on Earth's mahogany-lipped terrain. As her ubiquitous carbon soul is compressed into diamonds underground and oppressed into black pearls like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman above ground. Now, ain't your mama black? If life and love and all creation is born out of darkness into the light, and the life-giving sun rises up every morning like a baby newborn between the earth's black mountain thighs out of the womb of night, ain't your mama black? Ain't she a carbon copy of one of the daughters of the dust? Ain't Eve short for evening, dark like the end of the day and the beginning? And if the rivers of humanity flow like the Blue Nile from the center of the world out of heart-shaped Africa to the four corners of the earth, and if even your anthropologists say the oldest human remains discovered belong to an African they call Lucy, and if Oprah is America's billion-dollar nanny because you prefer your housekeepers and babysitters and gurus to be swarthy, ain't your mama black? If civilization was Greek to the Greeks before they were suckled by Mother Africa's teeth, and if they secretly worship a black Madonna in the Vatican, and if Muhammad and Buddha and Krishna came out of inky India and the Mediterranean, whose roots are African, and the Bible says the Messiah had woolly hair and feet of bronze, wasn't his mama, and ain't your mama black? Ain't your mama kinda tall and skinny like a Zulu, short and sinuous like a Bushman or a Bantu, wide like a pinky-headed Samoan, and round or almond-eyed like a black Egyptian, Indian, or Asian? Is she royal blue-black like the people of Senegal, or is she a pale, blue-eyed, black, blonde albino? 'Cause Big Mama is the only mama who comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes. And if your mama is black like my mama, and if in essence all living creatures have the same mama, and we are all brothers and sisters of the same race, can we not slow the pace and be more considerate of our Mother Africa, our Mother Earth, and our Mother Nature? Ain't your mama black?
Wow, talk about talent. So that's Paradise?
Yes, it is.
Artist.
He is one of the spoken word legends of the Bay Area. You know, he has a very interesting background. I know we don't have a lot of time to go in detail, but he went to Xavier University and he was a creative writing major. Played professional basketball in Argentina.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, he's been in the forefront of, the spoken word movement. And he was actually a part of the Berkeley slam team.
Wow. How did you get him to sign in up into this?
I actually asked around, and I started going to a lot of spoken word spots, where they had open mic, and he was hosting one. And several people recommended him, and then I approached him, we talked, and then we got together, and then we started developing this new concept of jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry.
Which works.
Is, you know, diverse musical styles, you know, a number of different musical styles, you know, conscious hip-hop, spoken word, you know, R&B, jazz, funk, you know, trying to appeal to a broad range and age group and ethnicity and everything else.
You're doing it. It works.
Thank you.
So are you still searching for talent? Are you?
Always.
Yeah, how do people find you?
Well, a lot of ways. Sometimes I actively recruit. You know, sometimes people approach me. It happens. Any way it can happen, I'm open to it. And check out our website at www.truevibrecords.com. That's our record label. And then our nonprofit organization is Urban Voices Collective, www.urbanvoicescollective.org.
And that's the nonprofit side
yes.
of things. Okay.
Yes. And, you know, we're all about taking a positive message into the community, doing free concerts.
Wow. When is your next show?
Well, you know, we're in the stage of, you know, our focus right now is to get this album done. So
Okay. We're
kind of in stage of regrouping
yeah,
so that we
yeah.
can be more active again. But we did hit a lot of much needed places where people needed to hear that message. You know, juvenile halls, the recovery homes, you know, a lot of community educational facilities and so forth.
Wow. It's so important, the work you're doing.
Indeed it is.
When are you expecting the album to be finished? No pressure.
if things go according to plan, it should be completed and released in late spring of this year or early summer of this year. So we're talking maybe May or June.
Oh, how exciting. Well, keep us posted. I can't wait to hear
it all.
We'll
do. You'll yeah. be the first one.
Thanks. Yeah, you'll have to come back. We'll do a CD release.
And I pride myself on keeping my word, so.
Oh, good. Good. I'm here.
I don't want to let you down.
Oh, I'm excited. That's really great. We'll keep up the good work, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
So let's hear two more tracks. We have two queued up. So what are we going to hear next?
Okay, so let's go to track 5 and 6, and that's What Kind of Dreams Have You? Has a lot of you know, well-known Bay Area musicians, like Calvin Keys on guitar, Bill Norwood, who's a drummer. He's actually doing spoken word on this one. We have E.W. Wainwright on drums, Spider-Man, a.k.a. Michael Robinson, on piano, Ben Ball on tenor sax. I'm playing bass on
nice.
This one. And let's see, did I leave anybody out? Oh, did I say Bill Norwood is doing spoken word? I think
yes,
I did.
Yes, who is a drummer,
okay, I
right?
think I covered all the bases. I don't want to get in
Wonderful.
Trouble here.
Oh, it's such great music and such a great cause and awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
One more time, those websites are www.truevibrecords.com. And then the nonprofit side is urbanvoicescollective.org.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So here they are, Urban Voices Collective. And what's the name of this track? It is
What Kind of Dreams Have You?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Come back anytime. Keep us posted on all this greatness. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a question. What kind of dreams have you? Is it one of those free-falling, can't grab nothing, hope I don't hit bottom kind of nightmares? Or is your life full of dreams that you want to get back into, but then you wake up too soon? Getting back into that sleepy, smiling, satisfying, sigh-making dream that leaves you within that ah feeling to start your day? I'd really like to know that I'm not the only one who has wakened to my own laughter while being in that REM state, enjoying the clear vision of a moment that tickles my deepest sense of humor. I know how dreams come true by living with balance of truth and holding on to your eternal youth. So with that, I once again ask, what kind of dreams have you? Again, I will ask you, what kind of dreams have you? Yeah, I know now how dreams come true. By living life with balance and truth and holding on to your eternal you. So with that, once again, I ask, what kind of dreams have you?
There are the beautiful sounds of the Urban Voices Collective. Just one more time, here are those websites. Definitely check them out. www.truevibrecords.com, or you can also check out www.urbanvoicescollective.org. These guys are doing great things, so definitely check them out. Support them. If you're an artist, definitely contact them and become part of this incredible collective. It's just about 5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the one and only KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM.